Welcome to the Gracious Words Devotional with Pastor Carl Hansen. Today we want to look at having the same mindset as Christ Jesus. And our key scripture is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5-8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It is important to understand that in Paul's letter to the Philippian church, he exhorts the followers of Christ to be humble and have the same mindset as Jesus Christ. For many of us, we are familiar with the picture of Jesus as a humble servant, meek, mild, and gentle. But it is important not to forget how countercultural this humility really is in a world which prizes achievement, social status, and wealth. Paul told the Philippians that though Jesus was in the nature of God, he did not think equally with God as something to be grasped and held tightly. Instead, Jesus made himself nothing. Instead of using those divine privileges for his own gain, Jesus gave up everything to meet us in our need. He completely gave up everything to meet us in our needs. He also took the very nature of a servant rather than the position of a king, which would have been his rightful place. He chose to be born as a human being, accepting all the limitations and the constraints of a human body, bound by time and space, wrapped in an imperfect skin. Finally, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even the death on the cross. He submitted to God's good design, even though it caused him suffering and humiliation. When Paul encourages Christians to have the same mindset as Jesus, it can be difficult and uncomfortable, but it is also freeing when we adopt an attitude of humility. We can step out of the race for power, glory, and wealth to which the world calls us. We can admit that we are limited, but there is one who is unlimited. We are free to submit to God's plan, even if it doesn't make sense to the world around us. It also changes how we relate to other members of God's family, the church, and people outside of the church. Living from a posture of humility enables us to be like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and of one mind. So how do we follow the humble posture of Jesus in our everyday lives? Of course, we are likely not to bear a literal physical cross, but we can seek ways to use our privileges to bless others instead of using them for our gain. We can choose the lesser place instead of pursuing glory. We can respect the limits of our human flesh instead of trying to appear superhuman in our efforts. And we can humbly receive what God has given us as part of his good design through his salvation given to us on the cross. Let's pray. Father Lord Jesus, I thank you for enlightening my eyes and bringing me to the knowledge of your humility. Father Lord, I desire to be humble each and every day of my life. Never should I ever lift myself above what you've created me to be. Oh Lord, that in the end, I'll be a faithful servant in every sphere and in any area of life that you've called me to serve in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.